Njenge Greater Wange Residence Trust saba lomhlangano le Wange Colliery Company yayi representwe ngo PR manager irepresentwe ngo Safety Health and Environmental Manager lo Environmental Officer oye Wange Colliery umhlangano nalawo iWange Colliery yasitshela ukuthi sebathenga i-drone eyabe detector ukuthi ama underground fire abe ngapi. Bona bathi abantu abaningi abatshona besitsha babe tshontsha abanye babe dinga maybe iclay. Abafazi bathanda iclay, so kuthiwa babe dinga iclay. Umntwana lowana owatshayo bathi waye lo sisi wakhe bedinga iclay, wasesitsho umntwana. But thina njenge-Greater Wange Residence Trust we still in sisithi ukuthi hayi lokho siyakubona, but sifuna ukuthi kube lama barricades, sifuna ukuthi kube lama ama fire warning signs ukuthi indawo leyi kuyabe kulomlilo obhebhayo. Sasesivumelana le colliery ukuthi siyenze ama awareness meetings, savumelana le colliery ukuthi siyenze othwa yi-all stakeholders meeting kule nhlanganiso ezidila ngezinto eze-environment like o Zimbabwe Environmental Lawyers Association lamanye ama organizations alama experts kuma issues of ama underground fires. So going forward I think you'll be seeing i-Greater Wange Residence Trust, Colliery, lamanye ama organizations which are independent are very serious ngwe environment pushing ukuthi mitigate indaba yama abantwana ukuthi bengazi.
Zona izakhamizi zeWange ukuze zicine zisenza khona lokho okugcina kungenisa abantwana engozini, kuyabo kuhambe njani? Ungasitshela indubo zabo kahle kahle.
Indaba yamanzi according to i-Colliery through public relations manager siku meeting yona leyo, yena uthi iWange Colliery i-under i-reconstruction, meaning ukuthi iWange Colliery inezikwelede eziningi. So abakuyenzayo kathesi uku-prioritize ezinye izinto, and then ezinye izinto like even issue amanzi yona, water infrastructure, into yokuthi okwakathesi kuyabahlupha ukuthi begijime lakho. Even lokuthi kube lama inbuilt toilet kuyabahlupha okwakathesi because they are facing ama financial constraints. But as an organization as Greater Wange Residence Trust, now we believe ukuthi amanzi is a constitutional right. We believe as a Greater Wange Residence Trust ukuthi i-Colliery also make sure ukuthi they prioritize amanzi. Umuntu cannot do without water. Water is life, except now.
Zona indubo ezifana lokuvalwa kwamanzi kumba amagetsi kuhamba njani? Kuyenzakala yini lokhu njengoba udaba lwamanzi sisazi ukubana iWange iduzane la kuZambezi, ukuthi amanzi akhona kathi vele kuyaba kuhamba njani kuze kuthiwe akulamanzi edolobheni leWange?
Wange Colliery Company is not doing enough in terms of investing in water infrastructure. Most of the residents that falls under Wange Colliery Company, they use public toilets, they use public bathrooms. In average of 50 families, meaning that close to 300 people, they use these public toilets and public, you know, bathrooms. And per day, water, they actually access water for less than 3 hours. The flushing system, they're actually dysfunctional. That forces people to actually go into the bush to relieve themselves, posing themselves to underground fire. And as an institution, we're saying Wange should prioritize, you know, investing in water. Of course, their defense was that Wange Colliery is under reconstruction, meaning that it's facing some financial constraints. But water is life, and right to water is actually guaranteed in the and therefore Wange Colliery should make sure that they actually, you know, prioritize investing in water infrastructure. We managed to to engage Wange Colliery Company. It was represented by their public relations officer, their safety, health, environmental officer. During that meeting, Wange Colliery actually said that they have bought a drone that will be detecting underground fires. But as an institution, we are saying that they need to put barricades, they need to engage communities frequently. They have to intensify public awareness meetings, which they claim that they're actually carrying out. We need an all-stakeholders meeting where experts in regards to environmental issues also come into play, lawyers, everyone, you know, so that we come up with lasting solutions. Average of abantu abangu 300 basebenzisa ama public toilets, ama public bathrooms, and ama public bathrooms la abele amanzi for less than 3 hours a day, and ama flushing system akhona afile because of that. Kuyahle ukuforce abantu ukuthi bayegangeni ukuthi, you know, bezirelieve. An average of 300 families.